Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. Well, earlier in the week, I did a podcast on cream teas and a bit about the southwest of England, dreaming of those times when we can all travel again. That feels quite a long way off at the moment, but we can dream. So how about today we do a recipe for scones so that you can make your own cream tea at home, perhaps? That word recipe is difficult to pronounce because it doesn't follow the usual magic E rule. It's spelt R-E-C-I-P-E, so you'd expect recipe, perhaps, as the pronunciation, but no, it's recipe, and it means a set of instructions, a number of steps to guide you through cooking something. So here, scones. Why not create a little bit of Devon in your own kitchen? Scones are quite tricky, mind. It's strange, even though the ingredients are all fairly simple. They take a bit of perfecting, but they're really nice when they're freshly made and best eaten slightly warm from the oven. I think also when we do things in our podcasts like recipes, there's something about learning a language in a domestic environment that's very natural, that is related to things that we all know and understand and which is helpful to language learning. By the way, before I launch into this recipe, if you like our podcasts and you find that they help with your English language learning, did you know that you can download our podcasts in bundles of 50 for a small fee? We're just on the point of adding another 50 podcasts to our total available podcasts, which you can buy online right now. Each bundle of 50 podcasts contains a huge amount of English listening material, just like this podcast, so that you can practice and improve your English. I keep on producing podcasts, so that we've just added that next bundle of 50. So it means there are now 5 bundles of 50 podcasts, all on different topics. And you can buy the whole 250 podcasts as a bundle for a reduced price. What could be better than that for your English language learning? Anyway, back to the scones, or scones, if you want to sound as though you come from the south of the UK. I'm sticking with scones. So the ingredients are 225 grams of self-raising flour. That's the kind of flour, F-L-O-U-R, with a raising agent. So like what you would use for cakes. 40 grams of caster sugar. So caster, C-A-S-T-E-R, means that it's slightly smaller granules of sugar than what you'd put in your tea or coffee. 75 grams of butter and 50 grams of dried fruit. That means currants or raisins. Raisins are dried grapes. And around 3 to 4 tablespoonfuls of milk. A tablespoon is a large spoon, 50 millilitres. So I guess that's 45 to 60 millilitres of milk. Sift your flour. That verb to sift, S-I-F-T, means put it through a sieve. And a sieve, S-I-E-V-E, is what you use in cooking to get the lumps out. So sift your flour and add in the sugar. A pinch of salt is always a good idea too. A pinch, P-I-N-C-H, just means the amount of salt that you can hold between your thumb and forefinger. Cut your butter up into small pieces and rub it into the flour. The verb to rub in this context, means that you keep working with your hands to combine the flour and the butter together, like you would when you're making pastry. It should look like crumbs, and a crumb is spelt C-R-U-M-B. Now add the dried fruit to your mixture. Then mix in the egg and gradually the milk until the mixture becomes a ball, not too sticky. It needs to be a ball, but you also need to be able to roll it out. Then put some flour on your work surface and roll the mixture out so that it's about 3 inches thick. That's 7.6 centimetres if you're metric. Then take a circular cutter. That's for cutting circles in pastry. And you'll need a cutter with a diameter of 5 centimetres. Cut out as many as you can and then gather the remaining scone mixture and press it into the cutter so that you use it all up. Then bake your scones on a metal tray which has a bit of melted butter over it so the scones don't stick. They'll need a hot oven, so 220 degrees centigrade or 200 degrees centigrade if it's a fan oven. And give your scones about 12 to 15 minutes till they're golden brown. Cool and eat are the final instructions. The main thing that goes wrong when people make scones is that they roll the dough, that's D-O-U-G-H, the scone mixture, they roll the dough too thin. It's got to be at least 3 inches, or that very precise conversion I gave you, 7.6 centimetres, and no less. Then halve the scones and butter them. Get your raspberry or strawberry jam. And if you're really pushing the boat out, there's an idiom for you, then whip up some double cream. If you whip the cream more than usual, you'll end up with something thicker and more sticky. And this will be a bit like Devon clotted cream. Lovely. Anyway, if you make scones or scones, let us know how they turn out. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.